Last Sunday, I promised you that I would finish up a sermon that I began last Sunday, and you have a bulletin insert that has some sermon notes, some of which we covered last week, and so the blanks are filled in, and then we will rapidly go through the rest of the outline. And let me just review a little bit after I read the passage of Scripture again from Ephesians chapter 6 on page number 1824 in your pew Bibles, Ephesians chapter 6, verses 10 through 20, this being the fourth in a series of messages on spiritual warfare, fighting the fight, the battle won. Hear now the word of the Lord from Ephesians chapter 6, beginning with verse 10. Finally, be strong in the Lord and in His mighty power. Put on the full armor of God so that you can take your stand against the devil's schemes. For our struggle is not against flesh and blood, but against the rulers, against the authorities, against the powers of this dark world, against the spiritual forces of evil in the heavenly realms. Therefore, put on the full armor of God, so that when the day of evil comes, you may be able to stand your ground, and that after you have done everything, to stand. Stand firm then with the belt of truth buckled around your waist, with the breastplate of righteousness in place, and with your feet fitted with the readiness that comes from the gospel of peace. In addition to all this, take up the shield of faith, with which you can extinguish all the flaming arrows of the evil one. Take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God, and pray in the Spirit on all occasions with all kinds of prayers and requests. With this in mind, be alert and always keep on praying for all the saints. Pray also for me, whenever I open my mouth, words may be given me so that I may fearlessly make known the mystery of the gospel, for which I am an ambassador in chains. Pray that I may declare it fearlessly as I should. This morning, we're following up on last week's sermon, Spiritual Warfare 101. And this week, I am entitling it, Fought the Fight, the Battle Won. Fought the fight, the battle won, is a phrase taken from Charles Wesley's classic resurrection hymn that we sing every Easter, Christ the Lord is risen today, because of His victory on Easter Sunday. We can be assured that as we place our faith in Him, when we get to the end of our fight, the battle is ultimately won in Him. And we can say with the Apostle Paul, I have fought the good fight, finished the race, kept the faith, with all of the saints in glory, those that we remember today. They have fought the good fight and won the battle. They are part of the church, triumphant, even as we are part of now the church militant. Think about that. We are in a fight, we are in a battle, a spiritual warfare. And understanding this conflict, this fight, is just as important to us in our Christian discipleship as studying the Bible, as prayer, as fellowship, worship, and witness. We need to have a careful balance as we approach this. We need to be not overly curious, dabbling in occult things. We need to not overestimate the devil, our enemy. He is not responsible for every sneeze, a demon behind every tree, right? But we also need to not underestimate him as if he doesn't exist, as if he's not active in the world and in our lives. Underestimating, kind of thinking of the devil as a cartoon image in red pajamas with a pitchfork and a tail and horns. No, he is a fallen angel, Lucifer, Don't give the devil too much credit and be overwhelmed, but don't at the same time be unaware and unalert. We need to stand strong to resist the devil, and he will flee from you, the Bible says. Be strong in the Lord and his mighty power, as I just read. So we need to be covered with the whole armor of God. The whole armor of God listed here. We talked about the belt of truth. Truth, Satan's strategy attacking the truth of God through deception, through lies, even trying to undermine the basis of truth itself in our society with relativism and so forth. God is a God of truth. Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. And our protection against the enemy's lies and deceit is to know the truth, to memorize Scripture, to study it daily. We also need to be covered with a breastplate of righteousness, kind of like a police officer might wear a bulletproof vest or a soldier in battle, wearing a vest of protection. Satan's strategy is to attack us in righteousness, in our righteousness, tempting us to sin and also accusing us of the sin that we commit even after we've been forgiven. The accuser, ho diabolos. But our protection is the righteousness of Christ, with which we are covered like a breastplate. The righteousness of Christ, as he died for us, that we might be righteous in him and therefore live righteous, holy lives. We talked about the boots of readiness. Don't go out without your shoes on into battle. We need to be ready by way of witness. Be sharp, awake, and alert. Not lulled to sleep as his strategy. So we come this morning to the shield of faith. The shield of faith in the whole armor of God is functioning as a buffer, as a defense against the flaming arrows of the enemy, all those flaming darts that he aims our direction. His strategy is to attack the mind where faith is known. Attack the mind and produce intellectual doubt. Undermine our trust in the truths of the Bible. Even in our modern seminaries, so many seminaries have been filled with secular, progressive thinking. Just like our universities, you may have seen the movie God is Dead. No, he's not. God's not dead. No matter what the professors are teaching in our public secular universities, Satan uses all kinds of lies to produce doubts in our minds and also doubts in our heart, our emotions, our feelings. I call that experiential doubt. Sometimes I know all kinds of things in my mind about the truth that gives me faith, but I still feel anxious. I still feel fear, worry, the opposite of faith. Our feelings, paranoia, phobias, all are nudged by Satan's strategy. And our protection in the whole armor of God is to have faith. Let faith be born in Christ. God comes to give us the gift of faith. Have you received that gift? By God's grace, accepted the wonderful gift of faith. Do you exercise your faith and develop your spiritual muscles? As important as it is to work out, go to the gym, exercise your physical muscles in your body. As important, maybe more, probably more important, is to exercise your spiritual muscles, strengthening your faith. God has not given us a spirit of fear, but a power and love and self-control. As we tune into the Spirit, we grow in our faith and strengthen our shield of protection. Through prayer, Bible study, fasting, faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. As you do a daily devotion such as this, faith is strengthened in your heart and mind by the Word of God. You add layers to that shield of faith. As you strengthen your relationship with God, perfect love casts out fear. The shield of faith. We also need to be armed with the helmet of salvation. So important to wear your helmet. I was watching a football game. Alabama was playing LSU yesterday. Funny thing, they all had their helmets on. Why not? Of course they are. As they go into this competition, they need to be protected. The most vital part of the body, protecting the head, your brain, so forth, so not to be vulnerable. Satan's strategy is to tear down our very salvation, to distract us, to keep us from being saved to begin with, distracting us from hearing the gospel. Think about that. Causing us to trust in ourselves rather than in Christ. We need to know that our salvation is from the Lord. Are you wearing the helmet of salvation? Are you saved today? Without your salvation, you have no chance in the conflict with your spiritual adversary. It's so important that you be saved and to know that you are saved, to have the assurance of our salvation. We need to know deeply in our hearts, by the witness of the Holy Spirit, that we have salvation so that the devil cannot be at us and attack us. Are you saved? There's the question. One more piece of armor. The only offensive part of the armor, the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God. The Word of God was used by Jesus in his temptation against the devil in the wilderness. He quoted Old Testament scripture in Deuteronomy and said, "It is written." Satan's strategy is to cause us to doubt God's Word. Remember the initial temptation in the Garden of Eden? Did God really say? He said, "You can't always believe what you hear." Are there errors or contradictions, people say, in the Bible? No. God's Word is trustworthy and true. There is no inconsistency, no contradiction. Sometimes it's hard to understand, but as we keep studying, keep using God's Word, our dusty Bibles, rusty swords, become strong and effective, sharp, sharper than a two-edged sword, the Bible says, the Word of God. Our spiritual protection is the sword of the Spirit, the Word of God, our evangelical confidence in the trustworthy witness of the Bible, our disciplined and diligent use of God's Word in Bible study, reading, and memorization. You have your sword in hand. Is it kept sharp? Be alert. Be armed, not alarmed. Remember, greater is He who is within you than he who is within the world. Stay awake. Put on the whole armor of God and pray. Pray in the Spirit at all times for all the saints. For that is your spiritual protection. Let us pray. Our Heavenly Father, we thank you for you have not left us defenseless. You have covered us. We pray, O Lord, that you would continue to watch over us, protect us, and keep us safe in your hands as we are faithful and diligent, so that when we have finished the race and fought the fight, we will be commended as the saints before us. having fought the fight, the battle won. Well done, good and faithful servant. In Jesus' name, amen.